Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back to the Level Up Mindset podcast. Today, I want to talk about the saying that people always have where, you know, you are only given the things that you can handle and everything in its due time. And I guess it's still something for me being a very impatient person I struggle with, because I just want things done now. I want things done yesterday. I want to be completely healed and where I want to be, like, you know, ages ago. And I don't like that whole waiting or having to work through things in time. You know, give it time is probably the worst thing to tell me, because it's the thing I want to give the least of. But when it comes to internal healing and the self-development journey, I am really starting to believe that more and more, that, you know, things surface when they're ready to and when you're meant to work through them. And each time you do, it is a step in the right direction. And it's something that you don't really see in the beginning. And I always find that at the very start of my sort of healing, I was so desperate to get to the end that whenever I had a little setback, I would be devastated. I'd be so angry at myself and so disappointed that I wasn't this fully healed, functional person. And not that I wasn't functional, but, you know, like, I wasn't where I wanted to be. That's what actually inspired my books, is after the first kind of experience of that disappointment and that upset with myself that I had had that setback emotionally, and, you know, I wasn't as strong as I had thought that I had become in, like, certain areas of my life. That's when I realized that, you know, we need a little bit of a pick-me-up and we need some words of encouragement. So yeah, that's why I wrote 100 Days of Positivity, Hope and Growth. And 2 years on, I still need the advice that I give my readers in it. 2 years on, I still have moments of self-doubt, and I still have those frustrating, oh my goodness, I'm still not healed yet moments, or I'll experience something that is a big trigger and it makes me feel like I've kind of gone back to the start. And it's so not the case. It's nowhere near. I'm so far from where I was. But even so, whenever you get that little sting, that kind of a wee disappointing reminder that, you know, there's still something that is hurting you, or that there's trauma that still needs to be worked through, it can be a bit disheartening. It's like, oh my God, not again, not another one. When is this going to end? But what I can tell you is that when I started healing my trauma, it was a kind of wider range of trauma. So it was, like, I think with my journey anyway, and it could be the same for you guys out there, is that it kind of touched on the surface of things. So I would heal parts of that. And then what would happen is I'd be okay for a while. But then something a little bit deeper would surface and I'd have to heal that. And the more I did it, the more specific the healing got. So let's say you have abandonment issues, and specifically when it comes to relationships and the fear of the people that you're in a relationship with leaving you, to try and focus specifically on that when you haven't worked on the sort of outer layers of it, it's not going to work. It's too specific and there's too much to heal. And that's something that I thought, actually, and up until recently, that I had fully healed. I thought that, you know, the abandonment issues that I had from my parents splitting up, or, you know, relationships failing very unexpectedly, that trauma that I had from that, I thought I had healed. And I'd come really, really far. I've become so much more confident and have better boundaries. And I accept what I feel I deserve, and my threshold for what I deserve is much greater than it used to be. So I absolutely have come a long way. However, I still get moments where this trauma affects certain things in my life. And it's just so happened that this has happened again. So I'm waiting for that call from my coach to, you know, work through it. But as I'm waiting to make this appointment, I thought I would record a little episode because I think it's something that's very important. And it's something that I've only recently come to the realization that the trauma that I have healed, I have come a long way with, but it doesn't mean that it still can't affect me. And even though things can be really good, I am still catching myself self-sabotaging in my relationships and in my day-to-day life with things. There are still those times where I go back to this younger version of me, this more wounded version, I guess. And when that happens, it sucks, quite frankly. And you kind of wish that you were better, but that's what friends are there for. That's what great support systems there for. That's what coaching is there for. That's what self-help books are there for. There's so many other ways to get the support, and it's there for these moments. And I think it's important to remember that, but also accept that there is going to be times where this happens, and recognizing it is the first step to healing it. If you guys out there are finding it really tough just now, we're finding that more and more things come up to the surface, just know that it is a good thing. It is that you're cleaning house, so to speak. I actually had a period of time when I was maybe kind of in the middle of coaching, so about a year ago now. And it just seemed to be that every single week when I had my coaching call, there would be another trauma to heal. And it just seemed never ending. And I kept saying to him, what is going on? Like, why are all these different things coming to the surface? And they're coming to the surface in the most randomest of experiences and, you know, and so unexpected. And I think I'm having a good week and I heal from one thing, week goes well, and then boom, near the end of the week, I have something else I need to work towards or work through. And my coach said something very important to me. He said, the reason that it's coming up is because I'm healing quicker. And the trauma that we healed the week before has then cleared enough that other things come to the surface. But it's not a bad thing. If anything, it's a really good thing that it's coming up, because some things will take a bit longer to heal than others. And I think that's what it is when you're working through something and things become a bit okay for a while, or you get used to feeling okay to that extent, and then all of a sudden something else comes up that you have to deal with, some trauma or upset in your life, it's because you have fully healed from that other trauma that you had, or that from that little aspect of your full trauma, if that makes sense. It's almost like, the way I picture it is stepping out of your comfort zone. I know I talk about this a lot, but I just find it so important. It's as if you, when you're still healing through that one trauma and nothing else comes up, is because you are still transitioning over that comfort zone line. And once you finally get over it and come like past it and the comfort zone expands, that's when these other traumas come in, because your comfort zone is expanded and now it's time to grow and evolve again. And that's why new things come up. So yeah, new experiences and getting to different stages in your life with your work, your emotional stability, your love relationships, your friendships, your family, all these things. If you are constantly evolving, they will constantly evolve with you, and there will be new things that come up. And even though they're scary, it is still good to work through them. I didn't realize actually until recently, and by recently I mean actually tonight, after speaking to one of my closest friends about the way I was feeling in my relationship, she actually helped me point out that there's still some abandonment issues there. And damn, that hit hard. That was kind of sucky to hear, because I thought I'd been doing so well, and you know, I'm in a really great relationship now and things seem to be going well, but there's still that same feeling that's coming up, which is also an indication that there's something still needing to be worked through. And it wasn't me, but actually my friend that helped me to come to that more final realization that that's what it was that was causing it. Because even though I knew I was aware of the feeling, I didn't quite put together why. So the great thing is that now I know what it is, I can go away and work on it and hopefully expand my comfort zone even more so that I can get through this hurdle and not have to feel this way again, or at least not as painfully. So if you guys, anyone out there listening who has experienced or is experiencing the same thing, please take today's episode as a message that things are going to be okay, that you are growing and you're evolving, and that this is just the way things are supposed to happen. And most of the time we never fully heal, or we never fully grow and stop growing. Like your growth never, your internal emotional growth never gets stunted. It only becomes stunted when you decide to stop working on it. And a lot of people have stopped. The more you do this work, the more you will recognize these people and probably distance yourself from them. But if you can acknowledge that the growth, as painful as it can be at times, is healthy for you, and it's necessary in order for you to move past it and reach your goals and have the relationships and the lifestyle that you want, once you can actually accept that, that's when this will get a bit easier. And every single time you do it, every trauma you work through and every little self-sabotaging moment you catch yourself doing and you try to heal from, you'll get better at it. It'll get easier and it'll get quicker. And for a time it will feel like it is never ending and there's so much to go through. But once you've gone through it, you will get a break and things will get better and you will experience something new. Your comfort zone will have been expanded. And once you have kind of expanded that comfort zone and you've been in it for a while, it'll expand again and this will come up again. But you'll be so aware of it and so used to the process that it's not going to feel as difficult. It's like with anything in life, the more you do it, the easier it gets. And yeah, you might hit some traumas that are harder than others, or they might be the same traumas just showing up in different ways. Whatever it is, just know that if you've become aware of it, then you're already much further than other people. And the great thing is, once you do become aware of it, that's when you can do something about it. So please, 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 you guys, if you are feeling disheartened and feeling sick to death of it always happening, know that you're not alone. Know that it is just the way it's supposed to happen, and that it's coming up now because it's time. It's time for you to work through it and move on and expand and change and make these big changes in your life and feel differently and truly feel it. It's coming up because it's time, and your body knows it's time for you to do that. And it will be okay. You will get through it. And then you'll forget all about it. And then something else will come up. And then you'll have to work on that. But these traumas, once you work through them, they become more and more diluted and way less memorable. And what you'll have is more happy, comforting, fulfilling experiences going forward. And they'll get better and better the more you heal. I can honestly say that from the bottom of my heart. So I hope that this has made you feel a bit better. If you need a bit more support, as always, I will leave the links to my books down below. And thank you so much for listening, as always. And I'll speak to you in the next episode.